Helen, Swifts, we'll start with them first of all. How do you think you developed as a player last season?
I think I developed massively. I think it's a whole new change going out and playing in the Australian League because it is fully professional, and I think that's why so many of our English girls want to go out there. Your lifestyle is completely different, and you know the contact time with coaches and with the rest of the team just increases so much compared to the league over here. So I've definitely developed on a personal level, but I think also the way that I've approached my training back here and the way I've approached being in a team and being in the England process is completely different. So I do feel like kind of almost like a different player, which is only a good thing. And I think it's going to be good for the English team when you get more and more girls going out there and experiencing that kind of lifestyle and that kind of training regime, especially when we look forward to like the Commonwealth Games and that kind of thing. But yeah, I absolutely loved being out with the Swifts.
Obviously, there was people like Sammy in the team, but who else did you enjoy playing with?
I loved playing with Maddie Proud and Paige Hadley in the centre court. Maddie was just so much fun off the court and just a really great girl. But on the court, you know, she's a tiger and she works so hard for the team. And then Paige as well, you know, she's an Aussie diamond. So I seen her at the World Cup in 2015. Same as Maddie, she's an absolute workhorse and she's such a big leader in the team. But then off the court, she's such a lovely girl and, you know, she's just a typical Aussie. So I've absolutely loved getting to know these girls because I wasn't really sure when I went out there. You know, I had absolutely no friends in the team. I barely knew Sammy going out there and I was kind of nervous. I was kind of worried because it's a big step for me to move countries. But people like Maddie, Paige, they made it so easy and they made me feel so welcome.
Did you feel nerves or did you just embrace the challenge?
A little bit of both, I think. I was obviously nervous to move countries because I've lived away from home, obviously went to university in Manchester. But I think it's a completely different thing to move halfway across the world and not be close to family if I needed them. But yeah, I think I was definitely more excited. I really wanted to play in the league out there. And I think more than anything, I just wanted to prove myself as a netballer and I wanted to get on the bigger stage and deliver and make my career go up and up and up, and I think I'm on track to doing that.
Do you think that sixth reflected that season accurately?
Honestly, it's kind of frustrating for us to look at the wins, losses, draws board because we know that so many of those games really can't be reflected on a scoreboard because we had so many games where we lost by one, and I think most of our losses we lost by five or less, which is kind of unheard of. And I think a lot of the teams below us, if you look at the way their actual games went, it was a completely different story. So it's kind of hard for us to know that we challenged the best teams so hard, but we just didn't have that extra percent. And I think that comes down to experience. And we had the youngest team in the competition at the average age of 22, which is my age at the minute. So it was a completely different experience. And that whole team, I think, was kind of learning together. And it's one of the philosophies that we had is kind of building for the future and getting a really exciting group of athletes that are going to stay together, hopefully, and progress through the years. So yeah, obviously we want to do better, but I think in terms of the performances that we put out, we were pretty happy with it. You know, we were challenging Giants, who ended up in the grand final. We were challenging Collingwood, who were basically the Aussie Diamonds starting lineup, and we only lost by one. So it is hard to look at the leaderboard, but no, we were definitely pleased with the performances.
The awareness of the sport over there is on a completely different scale. Did you adapt to that quite well?
Yeah, I think so. I've always enjoyed playing on a big scale and having all of the fan interaction and doing the big match days and that kind of thing. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go out there, was to experience sport on a big scale like that and have, you know, professional teams, professional setups, and even the little things like the way you recover, the way you have physio, massage, all them little tiny things that kind of makes it what it is to be a professional athlete. So I think a lot of them, they're kind of like bonuses or cherry on the cake. You know, when you go to a big match day and there's thousands of screaming fans and people turn up just to see you week in, week out, it's something that really excites me.
Here's one for you. Who've got the better fans, Swifts or Thunder?
Oh, now that is hard. in terms of quantity, Swifts definitely take it. This year we set the record for the Suncorp attendance along with the Giants when we did the double header at the Kudos Bank Arena. But in terms of quality, I think it's probably a tie. I mean, the passion on both sides is amazing. And I have loyalty to both teams, so I don't think I could ever choose. But yeah, both fans are amazing.
Have you been able to keep an eye on Thunder?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. It's been exciting over here as well, the league. Luckily, I was able to catch quite a lot of it on my laptop. And I was watching the grand final, especially with Wasps. But yeah, I think Thunder did pretty well, actually. You know, they obviously lost quite a few players last season, but I'm always going to be supporting them, and I think they stuck together well as a team.
It's obviously going to be great that you're back for Fast Five. Was it easy to say yes?
It wasn't easy to say yes, because obviously I had some stipulations. I had to look at my schedule and whether it would fit in with Swift or England and that kind of thing. But I think once it kind of all worked out, I was super excited to not only play for Thunder, but to play at the O2 Arena, because I've never actually played in that venue before. And I think Fast Five is a little bit of an unknown in this country, especially because the international competitions usually take place in Melbourne in Australia. So I think for a lot of people, they're not actually sure what this kind of netball is. And it really excites me because I love the long distance shooting and the fast pace of the game. So yeah, I'm excited to be playing this game, playing at the O2, but also putting on the Thunder dress.
And you'll be joining Behrman and Mini Behrman on the team yet again.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of a gathering of quite a lot of the old team. I think the team that won the 2014 Super League, there's going to be quite a lot of those girls in it, which will be exciting. It's always going to be nice to sort of see old teammates and just share some laughs like we always used to. So yeah, I'm excited to meet up with them.
You're no stranger to these big events, but how much of a role do the crowd play?
Oh, massively. I think if you talk to any sports person, you know, having a home advantage can make such a big difference. And I think the louder the crowd, the more passionate you are, the more you want to play for them. And I think it just gives you a little bit of lift in energy. So we know playing at the O2, it's going to be super loud. The crowd hopefully should be amazing. And I think Fast Five almost lends itself to a good crowd because it's so energetic and it's so fun. And, you know, people dance and people dress up and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
From those days when you first started playing the sport to now, did you ever possibly imagine where it's taken you?
To be honest, no, I didn't. I've always kind of had a dream of playing for my country and representing on a world stage. And, you know, once I got more involved in the sport, I always thought it would be kind of nice to play professionally. And maybe if I was lucky, I would get to go out to Australia for a season or see what it was like. But to be honest, I wasn't really certain it was ever going to happen. Because I think sport's kind of fickle and you never know what's around the corner in terms of injuries or deselection. And I think you've always just got to put 100% in and it'll take you where it takes you. So I think I feel quite thankful and lucky to be able to do what I do and sort of travel the world playing my sport and doing it in front of people that want to watch. So yeah, looking back on a young netballer, I would be pretty pleased actually if I knew that this was in store for my future. So yeah, it's a pretty nice lifestyle.
Personally, it's taken me 3 years, 4 months and a heck of a lot of seconds to get over the heartache of the 2014 final. What do you remember about that?
To be honest, in the moment, I don't really remember much of in the game. I think I've been asked this question so many times about what were you thinking when you took the shot and all of that kind of thing.
One more time isn't going to make a difference, are we?
To be honest, in the game, I was just focused on the process and focused on, you know, oh, we've got 10 seconds to score, that kind of thing, just put the ball through the net. But then after the game, it kind of just seems like a blur of excitement and running around and jumping and smiles and tears and laughter. And, you know, just the whole season is almost like a build-up of pressure. You know, you're working towards one dream and one goal, ultimately, for that team. And to be able to deliver it on a day and on an occasion like that and in the final seconds was something that I'll probably never get again. Well, hopefully I will, but we'll see if it ever plays out in that kind of spectacular fashion. But no, it was honestly one of the best days of my sporting career, and I'll always look back fondly on the videos of it and the teammates that I did it with, I think I'll always be friends with.
Well, we certainly both cried that day for different reasons. I think I've finally got closure speaking to you today, so thanks for that. Are we friends on that?
Yeah, we're definitely friends.
Oh, that's all right. Obviously, Quads is next. How's the mood ahead?
We're travelling on Saturday out to Brisbane. The mood's good. We've been in camp with England for 6 weeks now, doing our full-time programme. And yeah, I think this is the exciting part. This is the part that every player dreams of. And, you know, you do all the training week in, week out, and you do the early mornings. But this is what we really want to do. And to get on a plane and be able to go halfway across the world to play in a competition in some pretty amazing arenas is always super exciting. So yeah, we're going out to win. We're going out to put out good performances, and hopefully we can do that.